Exercise 3, page 159. 1.
Great, I'm glad we agree on that.
So am I. Now we both know that that sort of a trip is going to be very expensive, so we have to be sure to put some money away every month so that when the time comes, we'll be able to afford to live for 3 months and not worry about being able to enjoy ourselves.
Sure, I totally agree. There's no point going if we have to watch what we're spending every day. It will take the joy out of it.
Right. Now, I've calculated that we'll need about $2,000 each for transport and about $100 a day for everyday living expenses, like accommodation and food. So that's $5,000 in all.
Yeah, so we need to save about $500 a month for the next 10 months.
Exactly.
2.
Hello, everyone. For those who don't know me, my name is Brian, and I am the daytime manager here at our wonderful club. I apologise to our senior members for the interruption, but I wanted our visitors, who all seem to be keen on joining our club, to see the main room and the indoor facilities and also to chat with you before going on a tour of the grounds. So, I'd ask you to all welcome them and spend a few minutes chatting and answering any of their questions. I'm sure it will be a great introduction to our club for them. So, I'll leave you to it for a while.
3.
Try to calm down and tell me what exactly happened.
I can't tell you exactly what happened. I was across the street in a neighbour's all evening. All I know is that they got in somehow and that they stole everything. My laptop computer and all my other electronic devices. My credit cards and my identity card. And even most of my clothes. I had just moved in and was waiting for my furniture to arrive. So everything was still in bags and boxes. Now I have practically nothing left.
Okay, I'll have to take your statement.
4.
Listen up, everyone. I want you all to get a good night's rest, because tomorrow we'll be leaving at 7. No need to set any alarms, because I'll be waking you all myself at 6, so we can have a good breakfast, which I assure you we will all need. Now, what I do want you all to do is to check your gear and pack it neatly. Everyone should have a map, compass, and penknife, as well as a rope, torch, and a mini first aid kit. In the morning, and this goes without saying really, but I'll say it anyway, I want you all to wear your hiking boots and put on some sunscreen and insect repellent. Anyway, questions?
5.
16-year-old Brad Thompson has become somewhat of a local hero after saving a 75-year-old man from drowning last month, and is due to receive an award from the mayor this evening. Funnily enough, Brad had been playing video games involving car races at his friend's house and was walking home along the banks of the river when he saw a car floating, but with its nose down. Inside was Joey Devlin, who didn't appear to be moving. Brad selflessly dived into the water and managed to pull the unconscious man to the riverbank and then call for help.
6.
It's not the kind of film that I would choose to see for myself, and I was afraid that I would be totally bored. But I promised the kids that I would take them to see it, so I had to keep my promise. To be honest, though, I wasn't bored at all. I was actually on the edge of my seat throughout the whole film. Obviously, it's a film for children, so not everyone will like it. But I must say that I thought the acting was superb, and I especially liked the kid in the main role. I don't even know his name, but he was amazing and actually made me feel like a child again. Of course, the kids had a great time too.